My immediate reaction to this year's version was that it's not quite as ripped from the headlines as it typically is. And I'm wondering if playwrights Nancy Borgenicht and Alan Nevins, maybe this year just wasn't as weird and crazy as we normally are in Utah.
Or maybe it extends beyond the borders with Mitt Romney.
That too. And I actually expected a little more of Mitt Romney in the crosshairs of the satire. And, you know, Mitt is certainly a character and a prominent one in there. And there are topical things like the opening of our lovely City Creek Center and things like that in the show. But really, this year's version takes on sort of bigger issues in a way. It's a lot of the characters are Democrats or gay men who are within the LDS Church and within the conservative culture of Utah, and sort of how do they deal with being sort of an outsider within their own religion.
Can't wait for the production number on that.
There's a lot of great ones. I mean, that's what you can always count on with Saturday's Voyeur, is really hilarious song and dance numbers. They certainly are there in abundance again this year. And for people who have never been, I think they always have a great time when they go to the show. And people who haven't been in many years maybe forget what a fun sort of community vibe there is in the room watching the show together. It's cabaret style, so people are picnicking, having some wine or something on the side while the show goes on. So it's always a blast. Definitely worth checking out. That's running through September 2nd at Salt Lake Acting Company. So go to saltlakeactingcompany.org and you can get all your ticket info and show times and all that.
And if you want to escape from the ozone trapped here in the valley?
There are a lot of good things happening this weekend. This is the opening of the Deer Valley Music Festival that the Utah Symphony does every summer. On Saturday night, they are doing the music of Michael Jackson with a guest singer, someone who won a reality TV contest. So we'll see how that goes. I'm excited just to see how the symphony tackles Michael's music. I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson. Tonight, actually, up at Deer Valley as well, Aaron Neville and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band together, bringing a little bit of New Orleans flavor up to the cooler climes of Park City. And also on Saturday night, a big event here in Salt Lake is Jay Leno coming to town. He's doing sort of a guest conversation about the Speed Show that's currently at the Utah Museum of Fine Arts, where they've taken maybe $100 million worth of vehicles that are at the museum right now, showing them as fine art, not just these conveyances that go ridiculous at high speeds.